Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. And we've been having a great week. We had Marilyn Hickey on Tuesday, and then yesterday, of course, we had Scott Glab and Michelle Burkett Thornton, and that was just a great couple of events there as well. And today is no exception, of course. We have a gentleman that's going to talk to us. He's preached a little bit out here in Kingwood. We were talking about that just before the show started. We're going to jump back into that conversation in just a second. Our email is david@revmedianetwork.com. We have the Chatango window open, so if you want to chat with us and you have a Chatango account, or if you go to our website, there's a chat window, and you want to send the guest a question or ask us something, some more explanation or whatever, just say hi. You can do that as well while the show is going live. And our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You want to use snail mail, you can. And we're just excited to have our next guest on here. And we got a pretty open slot today. There's no one following us on the second segment, so we can go however long we need to go. And welcome to the show, Brother John McTernan. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, absolutely. We're excited. You know, God's doing something, because you're like the fourth Bible prophecy guy that we've had this month, and I'm like, God, what are you telling us? and we're just excited. Tell us who John McTernan is. Now, you mentioned you've came out here and preached in Kingwood, and so you obviously travel extensively, and tell us about who you are, my brother.
Yeah, I was a federal agent for 26 years. I retired, blissfully retired, in 1998. I had founded a group called Cops for Christ, the law enforcement group called Cops for Christ. And I started to publish my prophecy books in the mid-90s, and I've continued up to today. And the latest book I have, my bestseller, is called As America Has Done to Israel. And in that book, I go into American history, how America is unique in blessing the Jewish people, starting from George Washington. I cover current events with Israel and how they impact directly on America. And then I go into the prophetic, what the near future has. So it's a comprehensive look at history, current events, and prophecy.
Amen. Amen.
And I also have a daily blog, which I was working on. I stopped for the radio show. It's called John McTernan's Insights, and I keep the readers on the cutting edge of prophetic events, and especially about what's happening in the Middle East.
Amen. Well, tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, like I said, the book kind of uncovers history that's lost. What's very important to God is the way that nations deal with the Jewish people, which, of course, to secular historians, you know, doesn't really mean that much. So I looked at American history through the eyes of God's Word. And I show, for example, how George Washington, at the very founding of the country, had such fond things to say about the Jews. And he wanted America, he quoted, I can't think of the prophet now. It skipped my mind. See, Malachi's in my mind, but it's not Malachi. He quoted one of the prophets that was talking about the millennial reign of the Lord, and that every man would be peaceful and sit under his own fig tree and live in peace. And George Washington, George Washington quoted that regarding the Jewish people here in America, and wanted America to be a great blessing to them, and that carried all the ways through. I mean, in American history, few people realize that, like George Washington's personal physician and his aide-de-camp were Jewish, and the Jewish impact on the American Civil War supporting it. And then after the war, how Jews became ambassadors and senators and mayors. During the Civil War, there were seven Jewish generals and six Medal of Honor winners in the North, for example. And the book is just full of history like that, showing how the Jews reached to incredible heights in America that they couldn't reach in other countries. And then one interesting thing I show in the book is that if you were to go back in history, way into American history, and say, when did America start to become like a world power? When did it become really powerful? And you trace it back to when we began to build our Navy. And the year that we built our, that's called an ocean-going Navy, was 1881. And 1881 is the very year that America opened its borders, opened up to the Russian Jews who were fleeing Russia under the pogroms by the Russian Orthodox Church and by the Tsars. They ended up coming here by the millions, and 1881 was the year that the huge Jewish emigration began. And 1881 is when America began to become a world power, and I chronicle that, how as America blessed the Jews, America began to greatly be blessed, and follow that all the way up to today. So it's a real kind of unique way of looking at history.
Amen.
And then I have the current events. I show in the book 40 same-day events when America changed, and under George Bush Sr. October 1991, and initiated the Madrid peace process, which was to divide the land of Israel, which is in direct contradiction to the Word of God. Awesome disasters begin to hit. And I start on October 30th, 1991, when Bush was giving the speech in Madrid, initiating the conference. His own home was destroyed in Kennebunkport, Maine, by a freakish storm called the Perfect Storm. Now we know it as the Perfect Storm. And when he came back from Madrid, he had to go to his home to oversee its reconstruction. He was there for 2 days as this freakish storm destroyed it. So these same-day occurrences I've been documenting since 1991, continuing up to today, how when we interfere with Israel, awesome disasters hit America on the same day.
Mm, that's powerful. That's powerful. So give us some idea of some current events that we're living in right now. I mean, that you're seeing that prophecies coming together with the Jewish people and just the current events.
Well, the big one right now, and this is really important news, is Egypt and Syria, Libya, the whole Sunni Arab Islamic world. Of course, Islam is divided into two camps, the Shiites and the Sunnis. And there's prophetic scriptures all through the Bible about a war that will occur between the Arab nations and Israel just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. You'll see it in Psalm 83. It's called a confederation of nations to obliterate the name of Israel off the face of the earth. And there's a list of nations there, and it's all Arab nations. Then we see other prophets, the prophet Obadiah, for example, and Isaiah 17 talks about Damascus being obliterated just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I can actually give quite a few scriptures, but I'll summarize it now, is what we're seeing forming is an Islamic caliphate. Now, your listeners may not be familiar with the word caliphate, and a caliphate is a pan-Islamic union, and they formed after Muhammad. Think of the Ottoman Turk Empire as a caliphate. And the man that's running for president, in fact, I think he was elected, it's a little confusing, but Mohamed Morsi in Egypt. I posted on my blog about 5 days ago of a political rally in Egypt, northern Egypt. They call it the Delta area there. There must have been hundreds of thousands. And the span, when the camera did a panoramic view, it was just a sea of people. And Morsi there is on the podium. He's not speaking. He's behind the speaker, who was his imam. And the imam is calling for a caliphate. And he's calling for the destruction of Israel and the killing of all the Jews. He's calling for the capital not to be Cairo, but for Jerusalem. For the Jerusalem to be the capital of this Islamic caliphate. Now, your listeners can go to my blog and scroll down, and you'll come across this. It's right there. It's in Egyptian, but it's translated into English. Now, Mursi was right behind this. He was part of this rally. So we are seeing this caliphate forming now. Libya is going to be part of it. Tunisia is going to be part of it. Jordan, which is still under the king, but Jordan will be a part of it. Syria is going to be a part of it. So we can literally see this forming now, where they want to obliterate the name of Israel off the face of the earth and make Jerusalem their capital. So Bible prophecy is really alive to us. I mean, when you understand the prophetic word and how important the nation of Israel is, Jerusalem is, the Temple Mount is, if this was a nuclear reactor now and there was a meltdown, you'd have all the bells and whistles going off, sirens going off, neon light going off, you know, saying danger, danger, meltdown. And so in the Middle East now, we see all these signs, lights flashing, you know, sirens going off, warning bells ringing that something huge, there's like a meltdown now and something huge is coming.
Okay, I'm gonna throw you a couple of countries' names out there, and you tell me where are they right now and how they fit into Bible prophecy.
Sure.
How about Russia?
Now, Russia, really interesting you should say that. Just a couple days ago, Russia announced it was going to have a joint military maneuvers with Syria. And the Russians are bringing quite a few of their ships now to dock them at the Syrian port. And Russia is showing a real strong alliance with Syria. They are propping up the rule of Assad, Bashar Assad, who rules Syria. Russia shows up in the Bible in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, leading a huge confederation of nations, again, just before the second coming of Jesus Christ, and mentioned with them, of all things, is Persia. The number one nation mentioned with Persia and with Russia in this alliance is Persia. Well, modern-day Persia is Iran. The name of Persia was changed to Iran in 1935. Well, who is Iran's greatest supporter now? Russia. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know, who built the nuclear reactor? The Russians. Who has threatened any nation that attacks Iran that Russia will go to war with? Russia just a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, it's one of its leading generals said that if any nation attacks Syria, it could start World War III.
Wow.
So Russia, there's a whole chapter, two chapters in the Bible about Russia. It's called Magog. That's the ancient name of the area today we would call the Ukraine, the Black Sea area. And it's also called Rosh, and many people believe the name Russia comes from Rosh and Tubal, which would be Tubal's. So the Bible, by description, describes Russia as one of the leading antagonists of Israel in the last day, aligned with other countries, but the major country it's aligned with today would be Iran. And that's exactly, when we look out there prophetically, that's exactly what we see happening.
So is Russia like the sleeping dog right now? I mean, I kind of look at Russia as ready to pounce, just to get their flex their muscles and to say, you know, we're back. You know, because I mean,
well, yeah, you know, Russia has gone through a purge. It had to kind of purge itself of the effects of communism. The military was purged. It was downsized to a kind of a lean, mean fighting machine. But do not, I repeat, do not discount the Russian bear. Do not. When this coming Middle East war, when the smoke clears, you're going to see Russia as a leading power in Europe and the Middle East. So Russia has got itself, as I said, its military is a lean, mean fighting machine. It used to be a gigantic army, which it really couldn't sustain. So the Russians reorganized, and they got it down to a very, very formidable fighting machine.
Wow. Well, I was going to mention Iran, too, was the other country I was going to throw out. Is there anything else you want to throw on about Iran?
Yeah. Iran is Shiite Islam, and I can't go into the differences on the show. We don't have time.
That's
but
fine.
There are significant differences between the Shiite Muslims and the Sunni Muslims. And the Shiites, not all of them, but the group that's ruling Iran now, Ahmadinejad and the Ayatollahs, believe in the 12th Imam, which more commonly known is known as the Mahdi. And I'm making a distinction because the Sunnis really do not believe in the Mahdi, but the Iranian, the Shiites do, and specifically the Iranians. And basically what the Shiites believe is that before the end of time, a Islamic Messiah is going to come, second only to Muhammad. He is under Muhammad as being a prophet.
Wow.
But he's gonna be a military leader, and he's going to lead Islam, now specifically Shiite Islam, to take over the world. And that he's going to appear at a time of great war, and he's supernaturally going to defeat all the enemies of Islam, and he's going to lead this worldwide victory. And then Islam is going to take over the world. They're going to kill all the Christians and the Jews who wouldn't submit. They're going to knock down all the churches, and world peace is going to come under Islam. And then is the second coming of, they do believe in the second coming, by the way, of Jesus Christ. Not as we would think of it, but they do believe in his second coming. So the danger with Iran is this Messiah complex and the eagerness to start a war, because they believe that the Mahdi is going to come. They think that when they start the war, that the Mahdi is going to like back them up and come and defeat all these enemies. So with thinking like that, and the fact that they're full speed to build nuclear weapons, and Israel knows this, everything I've told you, the Israelis know, it's got Iran and Israel on a collision course, because Israel can, one of the first targets of the Iranians will be to destroy Israel.
Wow.
So Israel can't allow that. So it's really got Israel backed up in a corner where in the very near future, if Iran is not stopped, Israel is going to move to stop them, which of course could be a trigger for World War III. And you've got Syria, which could be a trigger for World War III. You've got what's going on in Egypt and the formation of the caliphate, which could be a trigger for World War III. So I'd like your listeners, if they're not already aware of it, to be aware of these triggers out there that literally could start a massive war with incredible weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons. This is on us now.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't 5 years from now, 10 years from now. This is on us right now. It's very possible Israel might attack Iran before the year is out.
Wow. So, I mean, no other time in history has it been this at this point where all these things are lining up.
Not on this massive scale. You know, of course, in World War II, things lined up, and in World War I, things lined up before the war, but not especially prophetically, because Israel is a nation. Jerusalem is the capital. Iran and Syria, they've formed this confederation. They want to destroy Israel. The Islamic Caliphate that's forming wants to destroy Israel. Russia is firmly entrenched in the Middle East. So you've got all of this focusing now in light of Bible prophecy, how Israel is going to be the focus of massive wars, that it's going to be fought, it's really going to boil down to Jerusalem, and that the Temple Mount is going to play really important in this, as the Israelis, the Jews, are going to build another temple. So you've got all of this coming together now, all at once. It's all this massive war could start from many angles right now.
Mm. We're talking to John McTernan, and he is talking about his book, America Has Done, As America Has Done to Israel. And I love your cover. I'm looking at the website right now. You have an awesome website. Tell the readers, listeners, and the readers that they're going to be buying your book and getting your book, what can they find at your website? There's so many things here, and I got to be honest, it's one of the best websites I've seen any of my guests have.
Oh, really? Thank you very much. My ministry really is as a Christian apologist. Now, apologist defends the faith. And the book is America Has Done to Israel. I wrote that as an apologist to show the authority of God's Word. God's Word has specific prophecies about Israel, the Jewish people, and blessings and curses that come upon how you deal with them. So my book proves that through the United States. And then I have other books there that defend the faith from various angles. But if you go to my website, you will see I list a lot of teachings about prophecy and how to show the authority of God's Word. I show how to defend the faith against Mormons, Muslims, for example. Also to prove the faith against non-believing Jews. So my website is full of teachings like that. And then my blog, which is it's found at johnmcternan.name. It's very easy, johnmcternan.name, N-A-M-E. I keep the readers updated on the cutting edge of what's going on prophetically, like for the Middle East, what's going on with Islam, what's going on financially. I post not technical, kind of easy to read articles.
That's good.
About the finances, so people can understand financially what's going on.
Amen. Now, I also see that you have a radio show and you also have videos. Tell us about those things.
Yeah, the radio show is called The Wise Shall Understand, and it's Sunday evenings from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time, and in it I have a co-host, and we go over prophetic events and sometimes teachings also, prophetic events about the news, what was in the news during the week. And it's very popular, and
yeah.
I'm excited about it. And we bring out, it's not like my opinion. I kind of say, well, this is what happened in Egypt, and last week this is what happened, and the Egyptian president is calling for a caliphate to kill all the Jews and to make Jerusalem the capital of this caliphate. So we discuss that, current events prophetically as they're happening.
Wow, and this is on Sunday night?
Sunday night. You can go to my blog, and the link to the show is from my blog.
Oh, is it on internet radio, or is it on terrestrial?
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. We'd love to carry that, simulcast that for you here at the station.
Really?
Yeah, we have. That's why I was asking this exact night. Sunday night is we have nothing but just replays and stuff of all the other stuff. But we have our talk show channel, which is what you're on. We have four channels, talk show channel, sermon channel, music channel, counseling and prayer channel. But we'd love to simulcast you.
Well, I'll do that. I'll contact you.
Yeah.
After the show, then.
Absolutely.
I thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely.
That's exciting.
I mean, anytime we can put this on there, and I'll get a good feel for you. Anyway, I think, everybody that comes on the air, I just want to help them and help broadcast further. So, we're all doing different things, but, if we can help each other, that's a good thing. That's what the station's here for.
Well, we're all advancing the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And this is dear to my heart, what you've mentioned. If you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, for example, and also the verse that I mentioned, the wise shall understand, that's found in Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. It's talking specifically the end times.
Okay.
The wicked shall not understand, but the wise shall understand. That's the name of my radio show. God wants his people alert. He wants them. God's people should be on the cutting edge of what's happened.
Absolutely.
Happening. He wants his people. You will see that in 1 Thessalonians. It's talking about chapter 5, the coming of the day of the Lord. And it says, we sleep not as the world sleeps. That, you know, where our eyes are open, that we understand. God wants us to understand because it involves the second coming of Jesus Christ. He wants his bride ready. He wants his bride without spot or wrinkle. And when we see these things coming together, it I know with me, it draws me closer to the Lord and further from the world.
Amen.
You know, even so come, Lord Jesus. So getting this information out, it's not just to get it out, but it's to build our faith up and get us ready for the coming of the Lord and to be with him. That's why God wants this. He
Absolutely.
Wants the church to know what's going on.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I've asked all of my prophecy guests that I've had on the air, and it is this. Is prophecy taught enough or even taught in the U.S. like it should be?
Well, that's a real interesting question. I came to the Lord in 1974, August of 1974, and that's all we talked about. In fact, that's what led me to the Lord, was prophecy. And that's all we talked about, was prophecy. And then it died out. It just died out, and it's hardly spoken about anymore. So I look back at my walk with the Lord starting from 1974 till today, and I would say no, it's not taught enough. It should be, in my opinion, one of the main things we're talking about, because when we look at the Middle East and we look at Israel and we look at the Islamic Caliphate and other things that are happening, we need to be ready for the coming of the Lord for his church.
I agree, and I think that a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of feel-good sermons, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, but I think that if prophecy was taught enough and taught correctly, and it would get the church ready and excited and get them motivated to do something and start changing.
Exactly.
You know, so it's important. Your message is, and your interpretation is important for the listeners, and that's why I want to implement it on our station, because I think that, I mean, it needs to be taught, and it needs to be brought out to people so they can see it. And just talk to
everything,
you. Go ahead. Okay.
Excuse me. Everything I do, the books I write, even As America's Done to Israel, the last chapter is about the second coming of the Lord. When I post my blog postings, I try and include something about the second coming of the Lord. It's exhortation for the time we live in. God uses that to quicken his people. So it's prophecy. It's very important that we link it, not just prophecy, but we link it to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for his church, because it energizes the people when they get that blessed hope in them.
Amen. Amen. Are you going to be at the ICRS in Orlando this year?
No.
Okay, because that's the Christian Retail Show. There are going to be plenty of authors there. The reason I'm asking, I'm going to be out there interviewing people, so if you're going to be there, I would love to shake your hand.
When is it?
It's going to be in the middle of July, July 15th through the, 15th through the 18th. And it's in Orlando at the Orlando Orange County Convention Center.
Okay. No, I don't plan on being there this year on that. All right. Well, these are exciting times.
Absolutely.
As we look out there, and with prophetic eyes, it's exciting times.
Absolutely. Hey, give everybody your website, your contact information. Let them know how to purchase your book.
The easiest thing to do is go to my blog, johnmcternan.name, johnmcternan.name. From there, you can get my book and get to the website for the teachings. But everything kind of revolves around my blog, and I'm just excited to be able to share all this information that the Lord has showed me and be a blessing to the people.
Amen. Well, you do a lot of hard work, because I see a lot of this stuff on this site, and I take care of several sites as well, you know, in the station, but also in our ministry. I can tell you've put a lot of heart into this, and it's a blessing, my brother.
I certainly did.
It's a blessing. You got any email or contact information you want to give anyone?
Yeah, my contact information is... MCT, the email is mct911@aol.com. and I do respond to all emails, sometimes late, you know, but I do respond. And the other thing, I don't know how much time we have.
Go ahead. You got time, brother.
Okay. The other thing I want to share is I was just notified from my publisher that my latest book is out, and it's called I Could Take His Punch, and it's kind of an odd title, but it's my father's testimony of coming to the Lord. He just recently passed away in January. He was almost 95, and I had spoke to him for years about the Lord, and he rejected it. But right at the end, before he died, he was supposed to, they were taking him off the respirator because his lungs weren't working anymore. He was all swollen, horribly swollen. His eyes were sunken in his head, and his CO2 level was off the chart. You couldn't live with this CO2 level. It was 135, when the normal CO2 is 30. When they took him off the respirator, he went into a catatonic state, and he had a real experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the last thing I said to my dad before they took him off the respirator, about six or seven times, I quoted John 3:16 to him.
Amen.
When they took him off the respirator, he went into a catatonic state for a little over an hour, and when he came out of it, he was praising the Lord. He looked 25 years younger. The swelling went dramatically down. He still couldn't breathe. If you were 5 feet away, you could hear his lungs. The CO2 level was the same. He was absolutely clear-minded, and with a powerful voice, he was bellowing, "Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Savior. And Jesus loves me, and I love him." So the whole family, knowing that I'm an author, and my father's life in itself is a novel. The combination of my father's incredible life, like I said, it's a journey from Ireland to America, and the way he was, the things he could do. My father had the ability to, I never saw it, but I interviewed eyewitnesses that did. He could walk up to wild deer, and they would allow him to come, and he could touch them.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I numbers of witnesses. They still were astonished at it when they told me the story. He was an incredible shot with a gun. He had the strength of two men. He could eat as much as six people without an ounce of battle.
Wow.
And it's the title comes from I Could Take His Punch. He was. You'd have to read the book,
yeah.
But he was, what's the word? He was, there was a professional fighter who was 17-0 at the time, and he picked a fight with my father under unusual circumstances. And when the battle was over, the professional fighter was knocked out with took an incredible beating from my father. That is my dad. I mean, his life, as separate from the Lord, is like a novel when you read it.
Okay.
But when you couple it with his testimony of coming to Jesus Christ, it's an incredible testimony. So I just was notified by my publisher that the book has gone to printing yesterday. So I should have it in about a week. And if your listeners are interested in it, it will be advertised on my website and my blog. It's called I Could Take His Punch.
All right. Hey, we got to get you back on the air for that book and talk about that one on the air as well.
And I'll send you a copy.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I didn't get the copy for for your recent book, The America Has.
Oh, you have it. I'll send you both.
Okay. All right. We'll correspond on email and I want to get you set up. Also, if you have any archives for your show, for your radio show, I'll start playing them now until we get you set up to do live. I'll start playing them now on our talk show channel. And
if you go to my blog and you'll see the link to Blog Talk Radio, everything is archived.
Okay, all right, that'll work. So we'll be able to we'll be able to listen on what I'll do is on our side we'll listen to you on Blog Talk Radio and we'll simulcast that stream. And and then if you can put together a 30-second to a minute promo, just mentioning that you're on Rev Media Network, and please listen. That way, we can start advertising during our shows for you and throughout the day on all the streamers. so we can get that going.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's work together, and I will call you on this, all right?
Okay, yeah, no problem. Hey, we enjoyed you. Give your website one more time before you leave.
The easiest way to reach me is John McTernan. It's all one word. Of course, John McTernan is McTernan, McTernan.name. And you can get right to my blog from the blog. You can get to the website, and you can order all my books.
Amen. We enjoyed you, my brother. And
God bless you. And I hope maybe to meet you one day in person as I come. I'll be in Texas in September Pearland.
Oh, Pearland. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know where Pearland's at.
Yeah, I'm putting a banquet on for another ministry of mine called Blessing Israeli Believers.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Marty Goetz?
Yes.
Yeah, Marty will be performing for me. He's like a modern-day psalmist, tremendous messianic singer. I'll mention that as we get closer to September, and maybe you could mention it on your radio show.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, anytime. Yeah, anytime you need promoting stuff, we'll throw it on there and get it on there running. So have you been to the Hebrew Christian Center in Kingwood?
Shalom. Yes.
Okay, so
that's why I've been preaching.
So you know Pastor Mort and Pastor Braun?
Yes, I'm good friends with him.
Oh my gosh, yeah, okay.
I just spoke with Pastor Mort. I spoke there a month ago.
Oh, wow. Well, he's the founding board member of my church, and I'm the associate pastor, so I see him every single day, every single Sunday that we have the communion. He does our communion service in Hebrew for us.
Well, you tell Brother Mort that John McTernan said hello.
Okay. All right, my brother. We really appreciate it.
It's a small world, isn't it?
It is. It is. So any way we can help you, hey, yeah, we'll correspond afterwards, but I'm excited to have you. I'm excited to put you on the air with us, and I know you're needed. Your message and your voice is needed, and we appreciate you doing what you do.
Do you know the Craigs by any chance?
No, I sure don't. No.
Yeah, they have a church in your area too, and I've spoken there. Elvira Craig and Carlton Craig, their pastors.
I think my pastor knows more of the pastors in this area than I do. So.
Yeah, so your area, I've been in your area several times preaching.
Wow.
So God bless you.
Okay.
All right.
All right, God bless
okay.
you. Take care.
Bye
Thanks
now.
For coming.
Bye now. Bye.
Amen. That was Mr. John McTernan, and you can go to his website, johnmcternan.name, and you'll be able to get his book. But not only that, you'll be able to get on his blog, find out more about him, read about some of his stories, his news reports, and then also listen to his radio show that he has 9 to 11 Central Time, Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. You can get it from his blog site. But anyway, we're very grateful that he came on the air with us, and it is a small world. We never know who we're going to meet, who we're going to run across. It's just the way God does. We're going to go to our break real quick. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Look at Sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
I once interviewed Hall of Famer Bob Feller to talk about his famous 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
If you got a good fastball, you can't teach anybody how to throw a fastball. If you weren't born with a good arm, it's very difficult to increase the speed by any exercises or any performance-enhancing drugs and so forth, which, of course, you shouldn't be taking because it's against the rules, and one of these days it'll be against the law. You have to be lucky. I was born with a very good arm. And practiced a lot, worked hard, did a lot of simulations, played a lot of catch, did a lot of hard work on the farm out there in Iowa where I'm from.
The hard-working feller then said, all the so-called secrets of success will not work unless you do. Now for more sports shorts, go to asecondlookatsports.org.
Who or what is to blame for the incredible youth crisis in America today, and how can we fix it? Hi, I'm Trace Embry with Shepherd's Hill Farm with a hard word. I would take issue with the fact that we actually have a youth crisis today, although our youth are surely suffering. Any youth crisis we have is a result of a greater parent crisis, which is an outworking of a greater cultural crisis, which is a byproduct of an even more significant church crisis. 2 Chronicles 7:14 seems to indicate, until we, God's people, can get our act together, we can't expect our land to be healed. When our culture no longer puts a premium on stuff and self, when we quit being a nation of style over substance, our land can heal. God, family, and a return to a premium on moral character will then fill the void. This will produce more good and godly parents, who will then produce more good and godly youth.
Trace is the founder and director of Shepherd's Hill Farm, a Christ-centered and biblically-based program serving at-risk teens. Watch our video and learn more at shfteens.org.
Believing you're going to heaven does not make it so. Believing God is what makes you know. Believing you're okay does not make it true. Believing God is what carries one through. Believing we're not so bad can take us to hell. Realizing we're sick can make us well. Faith in faith cannot deliver, but faith in God will fail you never. When we see God, we cry, "Woe is me," and that transforms us to the image we see. As in a glass, God's glory beholding, a new vessel now the potter is molding. Then those who escape will remember their ways, now loathing themselves for the evil of those days. But this change brings joy to be his own, under his shadow, and no more alone. Church of the King, MacAllen.org, on Ware Road, 1/2 mile north of Lark, 585-4402. Side with God against yourself, and you can't lose.
The first and last miracles of Jesus were at a wedding in Cana, and then at his own funeral when he rose from the grave. Although we think of weddings as full of hope and brightness and funerals as dark and hopeless, for Christians this is not the case. The joy of the union of two souls on their wedding day lifts our hearts with gladness, but the separation of a loved one brings us deep sadness. Yes, even for Christians there is a sense of loss, but there is also a tremendous hope. At the passing of a Christian, they leave us for a while, but they go to be eternally united with Jesus, and we have the assurance of being reunited with them in heaven. Therefore, what at first seems two very different occasions are not so different after all. Both are a celebration of life. The new life of the happy couple who are full of love for each other, and the life of the deceased who passed into eternal union with the lover of his soul, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Economically, spiritually, and morally, America is in a state of emergency. But you can make a difference because prayer changes things. 2 Chronicles 7:14 states, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, then God will heal the land." Join us this September on the 28th and 29th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for a solemn assembly at Independence Mall, and let your voice be heard at the place where America was born. Stand up for righteousness as multitudes gather to turn to our only hope for transformation, America for Jesus 2012. Register online today at AmericaForJesus2012.org. Answer the call to prayer and join us at America for Jesus 2012 on September 28th and 29th on Independence Mall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. I just had a couple of things going on the outside of the show, just trying to coordinate between the break. I got to get some stuff done. We got a lot of things happening. We just got the, whatchamacallit, what did we get? Fiber optics. I completely, I'm so excited about it, I forgot about it. Sometimes you had that little meltdown in the brain here and there. But we got the fiber optics, and I tell you what, I don't know of anyone that has worked with us and has worked with fiber optics and had to do the shows like we're doing it. I mean, I was basically having two internet same provider, but two internet connections to run the signals that we have outside, plus keep up with the demand of the ministry and the demand of the church and the school building next to us for the internet. And we were just getting bombarded with slow downloads and uploads, but the shows were running. So we switched to fiber optics, and I tell you what, before I could even text my pastor, and we're running four streams on the same same fiber optic network with the Comcast, and this is in no way a commercial for Comcast, but I'm just testifying, and I was able to upload my entire show, which was a longer show than normal. It was a bigger file, Plus, run the four streams off the same network. And with before I could finish my text, now that doesn't mean I'm a slow text person, but it is a new phone. With my BlackBerry, probably would have finished faster. But it was a new system that we're using, and I tell you what, both those things within seconds were uploaded, not even a full minute, and they were talking about 40 megabytes of a file going up two places at the same time, so 80 megabytes, two different internet websites that were uploading this at, and it's amazing. It is amazing. So I tell you what, it was worth the wait. We waited almost 4 months for this. Finally got installed. Missed it. They couldn't do the install that one day that they showed up because of the phone system. We've had to get a phone guy out here to help connect the phones while they connect the signal. And you know, you think if you're going to offer phones that you'd have a phone guy in your company. But anyway, we'll leave it like it is. We got it done. Still waiting for a couple of the cable spots. They're putting cable in some of the rooms for the youth and for the TV studio that we needed in. And I tell you what, my friends, I tell you what, it is good to have some technology. But unfortunately, the first day that we had this technology, we were still on the old system and the new system. And there's a little bit of a reverb on some of our audio mix, and it seems to be gone now. Now that we switched completely 100% on one of the signals. So I'm praying that was it. And unfortunately, that was during Marilyn Hickey's show, and you can hear it just a little bit. So, you know, it's still a very good show, but being the perfectionist on sound that we are on the radio, it just wasn't where we wanted it to be, and I think we worked it out. It could be, when you're using the internet, you're using audio systems, you're using phone systems, it can be anywhere, and it's kind of like a ghost, and you got to find it, and it kind of just pops up when it wants to pop up. But other than that, we had a great week, my friends. What a week. I mean, Marilyn Hickey, John McTernan today, Michelle Borges Thornton, one of my good friends who is my host when I'm in Tennessee, but out there at NRB. But not only that, she's a good friend. She has a strong ministry, God Crazy, and she takes the God Crazy experience all over the nation, with 25 different women that come and help and support and do their part of ministering. It's amazing. And, of course, Scott Glab, the wrestling coach, but wrote a book as well and about his experience. And I tell you, it is amazing. It is amazing what God is doing. It is amazing how God is helping people. And what I liked about Scott was, you know, that his kids mattered more than anything to him. That he loved them. Even going into Mexico to visit one, and one of them coming back with him. That had to be God, because he could really be in trouble being a coyote around that area. But other than that, you can find out about all our guests. And you can on midwatchwiththerev.com. We'll have our guest site, our guest links up in there. But other than that, my friends, I think that's it for tonight. We did a really good show today. Had a pretty extensive show, and I like that on my Thursdays I can go a little longer. We had to move License to Parent. If you're normally listening to License to Parent at 11:30 Central Time, we moved it up an hour, so you're going to be listening at 10:30 before I come onto the air. So License to Parent has been moved to 10:30, and we love License to Parent. There's nothing to go wrong with that at all. We love them. It's just Midwatch with the Rev is our anchor show, and it moved to 11, and we're getting a strong response, and we had to make that move. And we still have it. License to Parent, you probably can hear it 5 or 6 times a day. If you just tune in to our talk radio channel, you can hear it, and you'll be able to be blessed with it. And I just want to say that Trace and Isaac, I appreciate y'all understanding the move, and I love y'all. And we'll just keep continuing doing the good things that God has given. But you know, in anything, you got to make adjustments. In anything, you know, I like to compare it to. And if you let me use another sports analogy, if you just look at all the teams, and you look at all the teams that are out there, you have great championship teams. Well, they don't become great championship teams unless they have had a few years to work together, a few years to meld together, a few years to put it together and work it out. And sometimes you're just missing that one piece, and you put that one player in there, and the core group has probably been together, and they do really well. Now, the only exception, of course, was the Boston Celtics in 2008 when they beat my Lakers, and they put them all together. But you're looking at top veterans that knew that each of those veterans were unselfish players, and they came in together and had a huge young point guard, and a great center at the time, and they just annihilated them. So. And they just knew how. Sometimes it gels. Well, we're kind of the same way. We're building a championship station, something for championship for the Lord, not for me. But we're putting it together. And sometimes we make moves and stuff, and we just kind of make adjustments. And
We do it because not because we want to just do it, because there's a need to do it, and we're just making the adjustments that we have to happen to make this just a great, make the whole thing run, work better together. And you know, I love it. I'm excited about it. I just praise God that He's brought people, and even John McTernan. He's going to be on our station. That's going to be awesome. We're also adding Donald Perkins, another prophecy minister. Adding him as well, and we're just doing great things. And for the Lord, we're just really focused on making these things happen. I want you to pray with us, believe with us. We're going to be going out to Africa, July 28th. I leave out there, and I come back on the 7th. Oh my, will I want a hamburger when I get back? Probably so, but it's a lot of southern food out there, so I think I'll be okay. A lot of comfort food out there, so I think, in fact, my pastor was telling me that he seems to gain weight when he goes out there, and we'll see how that goes, but we're going to believe God, and if you want to support that trip, you can. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325, and we're excited, very excited, that God is going to do something out there with us. So, my friends, till next time on the show, we have several guests next week, and I'm looking for my calendar. I cannot find my calendar, but I will look at it right now, and I'll tell you who we got up next week. And we have a pretty full schedule. I think we almost have double interviews all next week. Let's see what we got here. We have Arthur Alley. We have Ray Comfort. And then we have Reverend James Hutchins, and then a good friend of Isaac and of Trace Embry, and that is Mr. Philip Telfer, and we're going to talk about his movie Captivated, about the media, I call it the media jungle that's out there, the media jungle. So we have several guests, and we're going to have a great time. So we'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. Tomorrow show, you're going to hear Marilyn Hickey on the air. We're going to do an encore presentation of it, so I will be out, but Marilyn Hickey will be on the air with us. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. And we appreciate the time that you put into just praying for us and believing that God has great things for all of us. In Jesus' name, we love you, my friends. We'll catch you next time on The Midwatch. Email me, david@revmedianetwork.com.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its hosts.